Here's the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Lane Stadium is absolutely jam-packed on this Monday night. The 88th consecutive sellout crowd on an Orange Effect Monday. And for the first time in 2012, Frank Beamer's team takes the field as we kick off 2012, the Hokies and the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. Just a tremendous atmosphere and a tremendous sight this evening here in Blacksburg. It is a sea of orange. And as the Hokies take the field for the first time, this crowd roars. And we're delighted to be here with you for the season kickoff. This is Bill Roth along with Mike Burnup. Boy, what a great atmosphere. It never gets old, buddy, watching the Hokies run out of the tunnel.
It's absolutely amazing, Billy. It was so loud in here, you could hardly hear the music of Enter Sandman. So you know this crowd is jacked up. And boy, did they get the memo, the orange effect. That's about all you see is a sea of orange out there tonight.
Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech are meeting for the 10th time. In ACC play, the Hokies have won 6 of the 8 head-to-head meetings. And what is important, the winner of this game has advanced to the championship game every year since the ACC began divisional play in 2005. Should be a lot of fun tonight. Stay tuned. We've got the opening kickoff. Monday Night Football, the Hokies and Georgia Tech. No score, but the Hokies on the 22 of the Yellow Jackets. Again, out of the shotgun, Logan Thomas takes the snap, turns and hands the football off to Holmes, who rambles ahead to the 17-yard line of the Jackets, where he's tripped up after a gain of about 4 yards on first down.
It cuts right to the back of that block of David Wang there, Billy, who's kind of pulling on the play. Again, good decision by Logan. Nice gain on the play. Get Holmes a little confidence in there. He saw the seam, the little daylight, and uses that extra gear to get up in there.
Hokies in the AAA Hokie zone for the first time last year in the red zone. Mike, Tech was at 74%. They struggled in this area last year getting into the end zone.
Yeah, and far too many field goals, Billy.
Second down and 5 from the 17. Holmes takes the handoff again, gets a big hole, bursts up the middle of the 10, spins to the 7 and tripped up on the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal. Atalchu made the play, saving the touchdown after the 12-yard run.
Yeah, and they're going to go fast again, Billy, try to get Georgia Tech while they're down a little bit.
First and goal to go on the 5-yard line. Logan Thomas has the Hokies poised to strike in the first quarter. Drops the throw, fires end zone, and Roberts can't hang on. Over his shoulder, incomplete. And the left side of the end zone went over his head.
Yep, Thomas had pretty good coverage, but that's the kind of ball, again, you're trying to flirt with that wind a little bit. You're not sure how tough it is. That's one you want to kind of lay up high and outside. Logan had a little bit too much mustard on that one.
Thomas is in the shotgun, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, fires to the end zone to the tight end. He's got it. Martin hauls it in. Touchdown Tech. Logan Thomas flips it right over the middle to the senior from Woodbridge for the first score of the year.
How about that, Eric Martin? What a great play fake, though, Billy. Again, he rides Holmes in there. He waits patiently until Eric Martin gets around that second level, and he just lofts the ball up there. So soft, so easy, and Eric Martin with the big mitts comes in and makes the touchdown catch.
It's the first time the Hokies have scored in the first quarter in 5 games against Georgia Tech since Coach Johnson took over. Cody Jurnell in to attempt the extra point. It is good, and it is a 7-0 Virginia Tech lead on the Logan Thomas 6-yard throw to tight end Eric Martin. Let's step aside. 6:12 to go in the opening period. The Hokies have the early lead. Now let's step aside and hear this from Hardee's.